Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Hey, can you pass me my phone?
It's an email from Allison.
I said pass it, not read it.
My name is Allison. This is Harry Jarvis. We're from the morning.
Nova, I've made all the arrangements. You start at the sleep facility tomorrow night. I hope this gives you the answers you're looking for. I'd love to schedule a session for when you finish your time there. Best, Dr. Allison Andrews.
What's wrong? Shouldn't you be excited about this?
I guess.
Bullshit. I did not go to Dad's office for the first time in 5 years, body check robot Darla to get past the doors, and then yell at Reese Chambers, aka the scariest person alive, for an I guess.
What if it doesn't work, Lana? What if I go and nothing changes?
Don't think like that. Allison said to be optimistic about this.
Nothing I've tried before has worked, Lana. Not one thing. If this doesn't work, or at least give me some answer as to what's causing this, then what happens? I've just wasted more time and money and gotten nowhere.
You don't know what's going to happen. Maybe this works and maybe it doesn't, but you won't know until you try. Just try to be happy that it's possible for you to do this and worry about the rest later. I'll still be here when you get back. We'll figure it out together.
This better work. I think I got it from here.
I want to see the place my baby sister is spending the next week in. Make sure everything is nice.
With how much this place costs, it's bound to be nice. Go home. Lana, I'm fine.
Just let me walk you inside and help you get checked in.
Lana, if you talk to anyone who works here, you're gonna ask a million questions, and it's just gonna freak me out even more than I already am, and I'm gonna back out of this whole thing.
Do you have everything you need?
You should know. You practically packed my whole bag for me.
If anything goes wrong, or you want to leave, you call me and I'll come get you.
I'm not even allowed to have my phone in here.
You call me and I'll be here. I don't care if you have to whack a nurse and steal their phone. If you need me, you call. Understood?
I love you too. Go home. I'll be fine.
1 week.
1 week. Go. I'm safe here. Hi. Do I check in here?
Yep. What's your name, sweetie?
Nova. Chambers. Nova Chambers.
Nova?
Yes.
I'm Brady. Allison's friend.
Oh, I'm sorry. She told me about you, but she didn't give me your name or tell me you were a nurse here.
That's all right. Why don't you finish getting checked in, and then I can show you to your room and get you set up.
I just need you to fill out these forms. You can sit right over there.
All set?
Yeah. Do I give these to you, or...?
Yeah, follow me. I'll show you around. So, as you know, I'm Brady. I'll be your main nurse while you're staying with us. Basically, I'll be the one that gets you set up for your polysomnogram every night and make sure you get where you need to go. If you ever need anything and you can't find me or I'm not here, you can ask any of the other nurses and they'll be able to help you. I'm pretty much always here, though. So, this is the common area. We have activities here, yoga, art classes, that sort of thing. Participation is totally voluntary, so don't feel pressured. It's more something we do here for your comfort. Most of what we do here is the polysomnogram itself and trying to diagnose the issue.
Now I know why this costs so much.
This is the cafeteria area. We hold meals at specific times of the day, but if you get hungry before or after, there's always snacks and stuff available. So down here is where you'll be sleeping. We have 6 other patients on this floor near you. The walls are pretty thick, so nobody can disrupt someone else's sleeping. That way, nobody has to be self-conscious about being noisy. This is where you'll be sleeping. Pretty much just a bed. We try to have as little distractions as possible in here, but you do have your own bathroom to the right there. So, I'll leave you to get changed for bed, and we'll get you all wired up.
Please, please, please let this work. Come in.
Alrighty, let's get you strapped in.
That's a lot of wires.
They're not as scary as they look. If you'll just take a seat. Hey, 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 calm down, Nova. We don't want you passing out.
What is all this stuff?
They're electrodes that monitor your facial movements and brain activity. They help us figure out what's going on inside your head while you're sleeping. It's all perfectly boring stuff, to be honest. Nothing to worry about.
If you say so.
I'm just going to attach these 2 belts around your chest and stomach to monitor your breathing. A few more electrodes on your legs. And we're all set.
So I just go to sleep?
Pretty much. All the hard stuff's on our end. I know this is one of the most infuriating things to say to a person, but just try to calm down. We want this testing to be as accurate as possible, so just pretend you're going to sleep at home.
Yeah, because I plug myself into the goddamn matrix every night before I go to sleep.
Come on, Nova, I know you're home. You can't avoid me forever. I brought you coffee.
Nova's not here, but I'll take the coffee.
Oh, who are you?
Her sister.
Oh. Well, do you know when she'll be back?
Not for a couple days, so that'll be cold by then. Hand it over, lover boy.
Lover boy? You probably won't like the coffee. Nova likes her coffee really strong.
Oh, Jesus, what is this, poison?
Tried to warn you. So is Nova really not here, or is she still mad at me and told you to tell me she's not here when she's actually hiding in her room?
You're smart. I like you. No, she's not here, but you can come inside.
Oh, I don't know. I've got an essay to finish in.
That wasn't a suggestion, kid. Come inside.
So, you said she was gone for a couple of days?
Yep. So, what is going on between you and my little sister?
What? Nothing. Why?
You're bringing her coffee. You help her open her door once a week at least.
We're neighbors.
Neighbors who are sort of in a fight right now?
What? We're in a fight? She said that?
Maybe.
I was just trying to help her. I still don't even know what happened. She just woke up screaming and I tried to calm her down. And when I asked her what happened, she made me leave.
Wait, you slept here?
On the couch. I fell asleep studying.
Huh, okay. Well, if you're going to have some sort of a relationship with my sister...
We're just friends!
Then you've got to understand that she has really limited experience with people. I'm talking next to 0 social skills. You can't wait a week to apologize the next time something like this happens.
Apologize? I didn't do anything wrong!
You invaded her personal space, saw her in one of her most vulnerable moments, and then assumed that you could fix her.
I didn't...
She can't control this. She won't even let me touch her when she wakes up like that.
I didn't know I wasn't supposed to touch her. I just got so scared. I didn't know what made her scream like that, and I had just woken up. For all I knew, someone was trying to murder her. I just wanted to protect her. I still don't know what's going on with her.
That's not my secret to tell, kid.
Of course. You won't tell me either.
Look, regardless of that, the point of all of this is to say that I like you. You clearly care about my sister, and I think you could be good for her. And if she still stands by her childhood crush on Marlon Brando, I'd even say that you're her type.
She doesn't see me like that.
But I'm not going to let my sister get hurt by another person walking out on her.
What? I'm not walking out on her. It's just, we've been neighbors for like 8 months and I still barely know anything about her. She won't let me in.
But you're still trying?
I guess. I mean, at first she was just a girl who was nice to me. And when your roommate is as shitty as mine, you can never have too many friends. But once we started hanging out, I was intrigued by her. She's so obviously hiding something, I wanted to know what it was. But, I don't know. She's nice to me, even when I can tell she's had a really shitty day, and she's actually pretty funny when you spend enough time with her. I guess I accidentally wound up caring about why she was hiding something instead of just wanting to know what it was.
You sure you two don't like each other?
Here we go again. Same as always, Nova. You're okay. Oh, God, what is that?
Stop him, please.
You're safe. You're awake. Nothing can hurt you here.
Come in.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just need a minute.
Why don't we get all that stuff off you? Help me calm down a bit.
Sure.
Is that what you're dealing with every night?
Pretty much. Some nights are worse than others.
How bad was that one?
On a scale of 1 to 10? About a 4.
If that was a 4, I really hope we can help you.
Me too.
Lift your arms up, please. Breakfast starts in 15 minutes if you want to take a shower and change. Your doctor will probably want to meet with you after. Introduce yourself and explain what we got from your tests.
Okay.
Wow, this is too many options.
Steer clear of the scrambled eggs, they always taste a bit off. The French toast is pretty good, though.
Thanks. I'm still trying to get my bearings. It's my first day here.
I thought you looked new. Come on, you can sit with me. You look terrified.
I'm supposed to be meeting my doctor after this.
Don't worry, the first meeting is a lot like syllabus day. They don't ask too many questions.
Oh, that's good, I guess. Wow, the French toast is good.
Told you.
Hey, Nova. Dr. Connors is ready for you. Why don't you finish up and I'll wait for you outside?
Sure.
That's your nurse? You got a good one.
Yeah, he seems nice, I guess.
And he looks like post-serum Captain America decided to get another injection.
What?
You're lucky I got stuck with Chewbacca over there. At least you have eye candy.
Oh my god. I have to go. Wouldn't want to keep Cap waiting.
Later, newbie. Oh, hey, wait. There's an art class happening after breakfast. You should come hang out.
I'm not much of an artist.
It's not graded, just something to do.
Why not?
Cool. See you later.
Ready?
Yep.
Dr. Connors is really nice. You don't need to be worried.
If you say so.
Really, you'll be fine. This is it. Relax. She's one of the best doctors here. Hi, Dr. Connors. I have Nova Chambers for you.
Thanks. You can send her in.
Go. I'll be around if you need me.
Hi, Nova. I'm Dr. Connors. You'll be meeting with me a few times over the course of your stay here to talk about how things are progressing. If you're ready, we'll jump right in.
Yeah, I mean, yes. Let's get started.
Alrighty. So, your case, as it has been explained to me through a few phone calls with your therapist, Dr. Andrews, is something I've never seen before. After going over the results of your polysomnogram from last night, I can tell you that this is going to be a long and tedious process. We are going to do all we can to help you, but it's going to take a few tests until we can figure out exactly how to do that. You understand?
Yes.
Good. As we only have your first test, it's difficult to give you any real answers at the moment. Once new theories develop, you and I will have another appointment and talk about the next steps. Sound good?
Yes.
All right. Now that we've gotten all of that out of the way, you're free to go. Try to keep an open mind and make the most of your time here, Nova.
Open-mindedness isn't exactly my strong suit, but I'll certainly try my best. It was nice to meet you, Dr. Connors.
Hey, newbie, over here. Here, take these. You can pick one of those magazine pictures to copy or make something up.
Thanks.
Oh, actually, I need that one back. Are you going to use it?
Huh?
That green pencil there, you using it?
No, it's all yours.
Thanks. Are you okay? You look a little out of it. Was Dr. Connors that bad?
No, I don't get a lot of sleep, and they didn't tell me I wouldn't be allowed to drink coffee while I was here. I've kind of been surviving on 6 to 8 shots of espresso daily for, 2 years.
Dang, that's rough. So, what exactly are you drawing there?
A bird?
You sure about that?
Not really, to be honest. I'm not so good at being artsy. Yours is fantastic, though. Whenever I draw trees, they pretty much end up looking like green cotton candy on a stick.
Thanks. I'm Jessie, by the way.
Nova.
It's a weird name.
Thanks. So, how old are you, anyway?
15.
Wow, what are you doing in here?
You're not supposed to ask that.
Oh, whoops, never mind.
Night terrors caused by PTSD, or at least that's the running theory.
Sleep paralysis caused by God only knows what. No theories so far.
That sucks.
Hey, aren't you going to take that with you?
No, you can have it if you want.
Sure. Trade you for my sad excuse for a bird.
Why not? Later, birdie.
What gives a 15-year-old PTSD?
This episode of All in My Head was written and directed by Alexandra Tandon. It featured Mia Passarella as Nova, Nicole Knutson as Lana, David Bradburn as Brady, Megan Reisberg as the receptionist, Michael DiNardo as Hayden, Michael Worker as the monster, Grace Hansen as Dr. Connors, Alexandra Tandon as Jesse. Our associate producer is Stephanie Gordon.
To keep up with our show, follow us on social media. We are at All My Head Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. For bonus content, merch, and to find out how to get our episodes early, visit our website at allinmyheadpod.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.